You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 185. And on today's show, I'm going to be sharing with everybody what the new VEMA ruling with the FTC means for all of us in direct sales and network marketing. If you haven't heard, effective Wednesday, August 26th, the FTC has temporarily shut down VEMA, a strong network marketing company, and claimed that they're an illegal pyramid scheme. And we're going to cover today what that means for all of us as a direct sales and network marketing profession, how we can uplift and protect our own profession, our own companies, our own products, and our own integrity. So stay tuned. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Elmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. So I want to get into the heart of this because I think it's an important thing for all of us to really be aware of and to bond together as a professional group in network marketing and direct sales. It's important that we bond together. So what's happened? Some of you may be saying, what happened? Well, the FTC has temporarily, and I want to put the emphasis on that because this is not meant at all to sensationalize what's going on. It's not meant at all to be demeaning to VEMA, any of its representatives, certainly not to BK Barinko, the founder and CEO of the company, or anyone. What I want this broadcast to do is uplift us as a profession so that we can learn to bond together, to take care of each other, to take care of our profession, and to take care of our companies, because it's important that we do this. It's so important that we do this. So what happened? The FTC has issued a temporary shutdown of VEMA, a nutritional company based in, I think it's Tempe, Arizona. It's over in the Phoenix area, but they've issued a temporary shutdown of the company and have advised that it's due to them being tagged as an illegal pyramid scheme. Well, I gotta tell you, I mean, I'm certainly not a lawyer and I don't even play one on Periscope or on TV or the internet or anywhere, but I find it hard to believe that it's truly a pyramid scheme. But, you know, when the complaints come in faster than the FTC can deal with them, that's often what happens. They have to make a ruling. They look at all the evidence and they try to deal with it the best they can to protect the public from themselves, it seems. So the important thing for all of us to really note is that VEMA is a fine, upstanding company, in my opinion, and I'm sure that they'll be vindicated through this, and my hope is that they will be. But it's going to be tough on them, and it's going to be tough on all of us, because the reality of it is, whether you're with VEMA or you're not, and I don't happen to be and never have been, but you know, they're my brothers and sisters in this profession that we love and that we uphold and that we support and that we make our living in network marketing and direct sales. So it's important, really and truly, that we bond together. And how do we do that? Well, first and foremost, we don't act like vultures. Okay, now if you've been out on the Twitter feed, it's ridiculous. People calling out VEMA, people telling everybody to rush over to their company because it's so much better, and you know, direct messaging and emailing and calling. The reality of it is, you know, these people have suffered a great loss. They really and truly have. Some of them have currently, temporarily lost their entire livelihood, and we need to be, you know, cognizant of that. You know, I come from the airline industry. My husband's an airline pilot. I've shared that before, and I've certainly in the 30 some years, that I've been involved in travel and the airline profession, we've gone through it with airline bankruptcies, shutdowns, and overnight people losing their jobs, their pensions, everything that they had worked for. So it's important that we bond together and support VEMA, support their distributors, and support ourselves as a profession. So how do we protect the profession and our own companies from this happening? Well, first and foremost, it's so important that we not make claims. See, here's the thing. I don't think it was VEMA, the company, that was making any claims. In fact, I would lay money down on the fact that VEMA, the company, was not making claims. But what happens is you get a group of excited distributors that they see the circles, they see the potential, they see people driving around in Jaguars and Maseratis and living in fancy homes and sporting jewelry and all this stuff. And what goes on behind closed doors with the distributors you know, we don't know. We don't know what happens there, and we can't control that, or the company can't control that, and we as distributors, we can only control ourselves. So the way that we protect ourselves is to only state the facts. Now, most often it comes down to income claims, and that's one of the hardest things that people struggle with when somebody says, well, how much are you making, or can you make any money, or, you know, different things like that. And I will tell you what my answer is always across the board when people say, how much are you making, or can you make any money with this? First of all, the FTC forbids us, be it right or wrong, I'm not going to argue whether it's right or wrong that they can do that. The FTC forbids us from stating what our income is, be it good or bad. So I just simply say, well, we have people in our company making millions of dollars a year, and we have people in our company making nothing. Where do you want to fall in that? Because I can show you how to do either one. I can show you how to be in any range of that. So you tell me where you want to fall, and then let's sit down together and let's map out a game plan of what it's going to take for you to get there. Because the reality of it is, you can go to any company convention and you can see the people who walk across the stage as the top income earners, and there are people who represent every profession. Every profession in the world. There are people who have PhDs, there are people who don't even have their GED, who barely made it out of junior high school. There are people who have owned companies, been CEOs of companies, there's attorneys, doctors, there's accountants, there's CPAs, and there are daycare workers and fast food workers, and there's all different people who line those rows of people who just made the commitment to do it. So we know that the income opportunity is equal and available to anyone who wants to buckle down and put in the sweat equity, and that is truly what it takes, put in the sweat equity, overcome their fears, overcome procrastination, overcome worrying what other people think about them, or anything like that. We know that those people who will buckle down and do that are going to be successful. So what happened over there? I don't know. But what I know that all of us need to focus on is just sticking to the facts. So when somebody asks you how much you make, or how much anybody makes, show the income earning chart from your company. And most of those look terrible. I'll concede that. But just use my PAT line. Well, we've got people making millions of dollars a year, and we've got people making nothing. Where do you want to fall within that range? Let's map out a game plan to get you there. In terms of product claims, same thing. Only share your own personal testimony of what the product has done for you. Don't call it the best. Don't state that it cures cancer, even if it did for you, because that can get you in trouble. It can really get you in trouble. It definitely can. And we don't want to see that happen to anyone. So just stick to the facts, share some stories, share the company literature, and then suggest, I have a suggestion for you. If you'd like to try this product to lose weight, have your skin, all the wrinkles evaporate out of your skin, or whatever it is, if you'd like to try it and see what results you get, let's set you up and get you a shipment of it. You can try it, and I'd love for you to be a customer testimonial for me. If you love it, stay on the product. If you love it and see some potential here, stay on the product, and let's talk about how to make some money with it. And if not, then, you know, I won't ever bother you again, but thank you so much for trying. So that's how we deal with not making claims. No income claims, no product claims. Now, you know, in the ruling, it came down to a lot of college students, and bless their heart, I mean, I have college students living in my house, you know, and I know how overzealous they can get, and I know I've been there too. So you have to look at all that as well. So if you have a group of young people in your company, or you're recruiting young people, make sure you're spending some time, or you are a young person, make sure that you're taking some time to educate yourself and educate those individuals on what's right and what's wrong and what they can and can't say. Because most of the time we don't think about that. We think we can fire anything off on social media. We think we can send anything out in a text message. We think we can shoot anything off in an email, and we're protected by that. But the reality of it is, it doesn't work that way. So those are a couple of the things to definitely keep in mind. No income claims, protect ourselves. Don't be vultures. Be compassionate to these people who are out there, who are struggling right now, many of whom their livelihoods have just been shut off, at least for the time being. You know, it's an awful place to be in. And the reality of it is, it could happen to any of us at any time. We don't ever know. Make sure that you're aligning yourself with a company that focuses on customers, and focus on customers yourself. I will tell you, for me, I would rather sponsor, as a new team partner, someone who's already used my product as a customer any day over someone who's just looking at the money. The reason being they have such a strong story, a strong testimonial, and they typically stay in the business longer and do more when they're already sold on the product first. So don't fall into this trap of thinking that it's all recruit, 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 recruit. Customers are viable and they're valuable to your organization. And per the FTC, they're absolutely mandated that we have a certain number of customers. So make sure that you're doing that too. Focus on those things. Okay, I'll take questions here in a minute. Just quickly about me, I'm about to publish my new report, my 25 best lead sources online. You can go over to profitinyourpjsnow.com and sign up. That report's not coming out yet, but it'll be out in the next couple of days. Get on the list now, or you can just go to jackieelmer.com. I'll be sending that through very shortly. If you're not on that list, again, jackieelmer.com. And then, I would love to take any questions that you have. Herbalife is next. We don't know that. You know, Herbalife has stood the test of time. They've certainly had their hard knocks. And honestly, they had kind of a bad rap, in my opinion, with someone who was, you know, trying to pad his wallet, banking against them and creating a lot of controversy that didn't really need to be there. Megan Vaughn, thank you for saying you're the best. You're the best. I just tuned in quickly on your Periscope. Follow Megan E. Vaughn if you want some great makeup tips. Definitely check out her scope for sure. Five regulators are still openly investigating. I absolutely believe that. Sarah Marble, you're right. Customers do rock. Never disregard your customers. I know multi-million dollar income earners in this profession, a lot of them who built their whole business on a very sound, solid foundation of customer gathering first. Customers, customer, customers. And obviously you share both sides of it, because in network marketing and direct sales, we're always selling two products. We're selling our product line or our services that are in our catalog, that are in our portfolio, but we're also selling the business opportunity. And they're both equally important to your success and your longevity in the company. But leading with customers, there is absolutely nothing wrong with that, as long as you always make sure you're back-ending it around and saying, now, there's a business side to what I do too, and I feel like it's important that I share this with you so that you know both sides of it going in. Good success language is key to bringing in customers. It's key to bringing in distributors. It's key to, it's key to your success, and it's key to really and truly uplifting our profession. We're all in sales. Do not be afraid of that word sales. Don't be a skanky, yucky salesperson. None of us want to do that, but don't be afraid of the word sales. When you sell something in the right way, isn't it fabulous? Have you ever bought anything that you're absolutely thrilled about? Usually, not always. Sometimes you buy something that you love, but you didn't love the person who sold it to you. But typically, you had a good experience. And when you have a good experience, you're much more likely to buy. You're much more likely to turn around and refer others. And that's really what we're looking for, okay? We're looking for ambassadors. Some of those ambassadors come in the form of customers. Some of those ambassadors come in the form of team partners. And some of those ambassadors come in the form of people who don't even try our products and services, but we did such a good job educating them, such a good job working with them, and such a good job relaying information without hard selling them, without trying to close the deal and those type things, that they become our ambassadors too. I've gotten referrals from a lot of people who've never partnered with me, but they like the way I do business, they like my style, and they know that I'm going to take good care of any referrals that come their way. Iffy, I saw you say nice job tonight, or good info. Thank you. Thanks for being here as always, definitely. Any questions or comments here? I love that, definitely. You know, the customer side of it is so, so important. Never, never disregard that. Okay, well, I think we have used up our time here, hopefully. Let's see, does this come down to the marketer, Jackie, not our business of network marketing? I'm not really entirely sure what you mean by that. I am a marketer, and I am a network marketer, and a direct sales marketer, and a marketer on social media, and a believer in good marketing in general. So, yeah, I have been in direct sales for almost 22 years. It'll be 22 years in January. So quite a long time. I've made a full-time living from it since about 3 years in. I wasn't a super fast starter. I will never be written up in the Network Marketing Hall of Fame as a fast starter, but I did get over it and I did make it through. And you know what? You can find out more about me at jackieelmer.com. You can learn more about my company affiliation. I'm not looking to recruit here. That's not what this is for. It's mostly just to help educate all of us, uplift our profession of network marketing and direct sales, and make sure that we all end up on top and all that good stuff.
All right. So as you can tell, I was recording this while I was shooting a Periscope. So you can catch this over at catch.me. That's KATCH.ME. If you want to see the comments, questions that were being asked, and some of the dialogue that was going on, because it was quite interesting with people's opinions about the FTC, VEMA, what's going on, and what it means for the rest of us. Show notes, JackieAlmer.com/185. And I hope that you've gotten some value out of this and realize what we need to all do to protect network marketing and our own companies, not making income claims or product claims or any of that. If you have a question for me or a comment, you can tweet me at Jackie Almer, and I do respond. If you have an idea of a topic you'd love discussed on this show, certainly send it over there as well, and I will consider it. And that's it. Again, you can pick up my report. If you're not on my email list, you can go to profitinyourpjsnow.com. Get signed up. In the next couple of days, I'll be launching my 25 best lead sources online, how I've sponsored over 1,800 people in the last 15 years using the tools of the internet. So it's Jackie Almer. Until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check, and good luck to you in your business. Have a great day. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, JackieAlmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, at JackieAlmer. See you on the next show, and have a fun, profitable week.